Welcome to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups. This is a series of podcasts to discuss some common concerns for people who have been affected by someone else's drinking. Al-Anon's primary purpose is to help families and friends of people who have a drinking problem. Today we're going to ask Al-Anon members if they ever felt afraid to upset a loved one during the holidays because they feared it would set off a drinking bout. Jennifer, did you ever feel afraid to upset your partner during the holidays because you were afraid it might lead to a drinking bout?
In the early months in the program, when both of us were early on in the program, she in her program and I in mine, there was a lot of fear that I could do something that would cause her to start drinking again. And I had always taken a lot of responsibility for other people's emotional condition in all my relationships. And so I always felt responsible when one of my loved ones was unhappy or angry or depressed. And so one of the things that I had to learn in Al-Anon is that it's not my responsibility if somebody else is unhappy, that it's their responsibility to maintain their own happiness and to work on their own mental health. I think one of the things that I've learned in Al-Anon is that I grew up in a family affected by alcoholism, and I really had no idea until my partner realized that she has an alcohol problem. I never knew that I had grown up in a family affected by alcohol, but that meant that I often was walking on eggshells. I often felt responsible for my father's anger and felt like I couldn't do anything right and that I never measured up and that I wasn't the daughter that I should be. And so it was just natural that I carried those feelings and thoughts into my grown-up relationships. But one of the valuable things that I've learned in Al-Anon is that I'm only responsible for my own happiness, but that I do have to pay attention to my own happiness and to my own needs, because when I'm not taking care of myself, then my relationships begin to suffer. My health can suffer if I don't take care of myself emotionally. And the way I do that is going to meetings and calling people. The most important thing for me is being able to look inside of myself and see how I'm feeling, and to be able to call my Al-Anon friends or my other friends or my therapist and talk about what's going on with me and how I'm feeling. That really helps to bring that stuff out of me. It reminds me that other people have similar problems. It reminds me that I'm not alone in the world, that I'm not isolated, because I really can tend to feel like I am isolated. And then, of course, I have to renew my faith in the process of life and in my relationship with my higher power. And the way I do that is spending quiet time with myself, taking care of myself, getting enough rest, and just looking inside. So thanks for letting me share.
You bet. Thanks for sharing your experience with us. Jan, have you ever felt you were walking on eggshells during the holidays to keep your father-in-law from starting a drinking bout?
It wasn't my father-in-law so much, although there was a definite effect with his drinking on me and my family of two young children. But I do remember an incident. One Christmas, we had gone to Christmas Eve services, and I believe that my father did not go along with us. He stayed home to drink. And when we came home, my mother and my brothers, we were going to open up gifts, and my father could not, it seemed like he could not wake up. So we opened gifts by ourselves without him, and I felt very bad at that time because I wanted us to be a family. The eggshell part with my father-in-law came when I felt like it was my responsibility, and at this time I only had a couple of meetings under my belt, and I felt like I didn't want to subject my two young sons to be riding in a vehicle that he was driving. And I was so new in Al-Anon that I did not speak to him about it. I spoke to my mother-in-law and said that this was not a good thing, and I was fearful of my sons. And it did happen. I mean, she took care of it, being the pre-Al-Anon person that she was. In my own marriage, when my husband became alcoholic, I believe that there were some eggshell walking days as well. But it was mostly that he wouldn't get angry with me. For some reason, I didn't have eggshell walking days about when he was going to drink or when he wasn't going to drink. I just assumed that he would drink. But if I would say anything confrontive or reminding him to do something, there would be anger that would come out. And I really didn't want that to happen. I believe that that was a holdover from my childhood. Another thing with eggshell walking has to do with boundaries for me. I need to remember that I am not another person's appendage, and Al-Anon has given me the freedom to take care of myself and given me the freedom to make my own choices for myself and be less fearful of another person being angry with me. Alcoholism, I believe, is so complicated. Recovery is somewhat complicated. We aren't going to learn everything from going that we need to know about alcoholism from going to just one or two meetings. I'm still learning, and I've been aware of Al-Anon since 1979, and most recently, I've been attending fairly regularly. The complication part, I was helped with the complication part by people sitting around the table at Al-Anon meetings and telling me to keep it simple and take one thing at a time. And trying to do that is an ongoing process for me. Thank you for listening.
And thank you for sharing your information with us. Jean, can you relate to what Jennifer and Jan said about being afraid to upset someone during the holidays for fear he or she would start drinking?
Yes, I do. I relate a lot with both of their stories. I had problems with fear of him drinking again. Mm-hmm. And I just want to relate right now that my husband passed away recently, and I'm feeling a lot of feelings talking about this. I'm going to be going through the holidays without him, and my daughter is 18, and we're going to be doing this together. But I just do remember back how much Al-Anon helped me to start dealing with his alcoholism and then with his sobriety.
Can you tell us a little bit about how Al-Anon helped you?
Yes, the fellowship I found in the rooms and the stories that I would hear from other people, I found out I wasn't alone. I found out families everywhere were suffering. And I actually noticed during the holidays that Al-Anon rooms would fill up more. People need to go to meetings. People who knew about meetings or who know about meetings come in greater number during the holidays because everyone is suffering more when the alcohol is around. It's so prevalent during these parties and gatherings. I'm just really grateful for the program because not only did it help me through his anger and his drinking, it's helping me now with my loss. And I feel very close to my higher power. And going to meetings now is really special to me. And I feel like I'll never not need going to meetings. It's very helpful to me.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your story with us.
Thank you.
And thank you, everyone, for listening to this discussion about being afraid to upset someone during the holidays for fear it would start a drinking bout. You're invited to join this discussion by leaving a personal comment at alanonfamilygroups.org. Just click on the First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery icon. Under the topic, click on Comment. In Al-Anon Family Groups, we share our experience, strength, and hope so we can make up our own minds about what is happening in our lives and what we might want to do about it. You're welcome to join us for any of the First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery podcasts from Al-Anon Family Groups. You're also welcome to join us for a face-to-face meeting of Al-Anon Family Groups in your own community. Just click on How to Find a Meeting. Or you may call toll-free during business hours Eastern Time 1-888-4-Al-Anon to find an Al-Anon meeting near you. Thank you for listening to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups.